This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Brady Bowman back in studio on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And good to be back. Had a nice little weekend. Watched some tournament games. Saw some folks. Been off since Wednesday. I think Wednesday morning was the last you heard from me. Give you a little bit of a look ahead at some of the things we're going to talk about on this hour of In Focus, kind of a tentative schedule. In segment two, maybe go over an AP story that really kind of caught my eye that has to deal with China and its economy. We'll talk about that a little bit, kind of out of left field, something we usually don't get into much, like international stuff like this. But it caught my eye for a specific reason, and we'll tell you about that a little later in the program. Also, if you've looked outside, or if you haven't yet, if you're still in bed and enjoying the slumber, sleeping in a little bit and haven't looked out your window, it has rained. It started raining last night. I actually went outside, put my hand out, and felt the rain because it feels like it's been forever since I felt the rain, since I smelled the rain, since I heard the rain tattering outside the window. So that was nice to hear. So with that, I was thinking about the winter wheat and some of our crops. Figure I'd go look at the latest information on wheat conditions and stuff like that and give you a little bit of a crop update. Segment three, like to try and maybe give you a little refresher on Fort Riley. I was also here, along with the rain, I was hearing some of the booms last night, and I thought, let's go ahead and refresh the schedule from Fort Riley, and we'll tell you a little bit about that. And also, forgotten topics. Another thing, I make notes from time to time on some topic ideas, and then I'll forget them. So I was thinking, let's go back and look back at some of those forgotten topics and also try and reflect a little bit on that big loss that we've been telling you about this morning with an Aggieville icon and Pizza Hut icon. And Dave Lewis will have a little bit more information on that. We got a call right now.
Yeah, actually, I reached out to Cheryl Sieben, who was Aggieville's Business Association Director for many years, probably more than she likes to count. But Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking some time to visit with us. And we heard the news Friday about the passing of Bernie Butler. And I know you worked as almost as closely as anybody with Bernie in so many years there in Aggieville. Your office was housed there and his office is in Aggieville. And tell us a little bit about what you think Bernie meant to not just Aggieville, but to Manhattan.
Bernie, I think, was an icon to Manhattan. You know, we miss him so much, especially Saturday. I know a lot of people are paying tributes to him all around Aggieville. He did so much for Manhattan. He cared so much for Manhattan, and he was just a one-of-a-kind person. He was, you know, obviously very, very great for Aggieville. And to me, I had the pleasure of working at the Aggieville Pizza Hut in college and worked for Bernie as a bookkeeper. Rose and I worked there for years, and then they gave Aggieville Business Association an office during several years when I was in Aggieville. And he loved K-State Athletics. Wouldn't he be happy now?
Oh, no kidding.
For sure.
He would be excited.
I know a lot of us had him on our minds Saturday during the parade because I think one of the most joyous things many of us would remember about Bernie was him waving the flag at 12th and Morrow to open up the parade.
It was awesome, and I didn't always get to see him wave the flag because I was usually in the park, you know, helping get the parade started, but I'd try to dash over there, and when I came home Saturday from Aggieville, I started digging through pictures, you know, and I have a really great album that they gave me when I left Aggieville when I retired, and of course, I've got some good pictures and a lot of great memories. A lot of people do.
We know him as an Aggieville icon, but, you know, many in the Pizza Hut community, he was iconic there as well.
Oh, absolutely. He was one of the first, you know, the oldest Pizza Hut in the world and operated for so long, and I missed Aggieville Pizza Hut. He had so many friends all over the country. You know, my uncle remembers him from Washburn Day. So, you know, Bernie had a lot of friends. Who didn't know Bernie?
And who didn't love Bernie?
Exactly.
And one of the things, a lot of people don't know this about Bernie, because, you know, he and I had many talks together, and just, you know, I just always enjoyed our visits. He was in the television business for a little while as a cameraman.
Now, that I didn't know.
Yeah, he worked, I believe, at WIBW as a cameraman back in the 50s.
Darn.
Yes.
Man of many talents.
Well, and
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know a stranger, that's for sure.
No doubt about that. And he was a fixture there and, you know, just kind of hanging out in Aggieville with, you know, he had all kinds of friends. And, I mean, like you said, he did not know a stranger. He was welcoming to everybody. And there were a couple of tributes to Bernie in the parade Saturday. I know you weren't too far from where I was standing. And there, one of the very first ones said, R.I.P. Bernie.
Right.
And yeah. Dave, I saw one of your.
I posted
Cheryl.
A picture.
Yeah, I saw that photo. It's
on
a really
K-Man
cool float.
On the K-Man Facebook. So, a lot of neat things, and you know, it's just like, I guess it's somewhat ironic that he passed away just a couple of days before, you know, an event that really he was, you know, at the forefront of, and held one of the great seats as Grand Marshal. It seemed like forever.
He did, and he loved that job. He planned, you know, his driver. He planned, you know, all of that. Made sure, you know, they got down to Pizza Hut early. His cart was decorated. We got his cart there so they could get it decorated so he could be at the, you know, front of the line and be in the park greeting people as they were coming to line up. He just really, really enjoyed the day. And then, of course, you know, made his rounds after the parade. So there are a lot of good memories.
No doubt about it. A lot of people in the Manhattan community have a lot of great memories of Bernie Butler. Now, I understand that he has pretty much sold off much of his Pizza Hut interests prior to his passing.
And, you know, I can't confirm that, but I've kind of heard that as well.
And Bernie was in California. He had some property out there. I understand he was overlooking a golf course in Hospice, his favorite golf course out there. So,
and sure. Cheryl, in your time knowing him, what was it, so much success and a guy that's in the Kansas State University College of Business Administration's Distinguished Business Leader Hall of Fame? Well, no, what, in your time knowing him, what was it that made him tick?
I think Bernie was just a normal person like we are, if you can define normal, you know. He just liked people, and he just, I think that's what made him successful. He was just Bernie. You felt comfortable around him. He made everyone feel comfortable. He was a smart man, obviously, and very successful. But I think it's the people factor.
You know, and looking at, I found an old article on that, an old K-State Today article, actually, from October 19, 2012, when he did get that Hall of Fame award from the College of Business. And during his acceptance speech, he said that the his success was due to one important business attitude. He said, be consistent. He also said that when managing people, he likes to sell, not tell, is what he said in that speech.
And that pretty much does sum it up for Bernie. It really does.
Cheryl, I don't know if you remember this, but Bernie was also somewhat featured in a national Pizza Hut TV commercial.
I did not.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
And it was, and I don't remember the setting of the commercial, but it was at a funeral for somebody, and on top of the casket was a picture of Bernie Butler, if I recall.
Oh my God!
And you know that big cheesy smile that he had, you know, and it just it was adorable. I remember seeing that, and I just busted out laughing. It was just one of the most. I thought that was just absolutely delightful. So. Yeah.
I have not seen that. But like I say, there's a lot of good memories and a lot of good pictures of Bernie over the years, you know, in Aggieville.
Well, Aggieville would not be Aggieville as we know it probably without Bernie Butler.
No, really not. I have had a lot of great mentors when in Aggieville over the years. And Bernie was certainly one of the top.
Yeah. Cheryl Sieben, thank you so much for joining us and taking some time
You're
to
welcome.
Share some of your memories. And I know
sure.
I know this is a difficult time for a lot of people, but, you know, the man did so much for this community and for so many people here. Just an adorable figure and a great loss for all of us.
Yeah, he will be missed by many.
Yeah. Cheryl, thanks for the time this morning, and have yourself a good day.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
All right.
Bye.
Brady?
Noah, let's go ahead and I'll let you take that phone call real quick, see if that's for us. But, again, just kind of go down a little bit of a breakdown of what we got this morning, not for us. Okay, let's go ahead and take a first break, then.
Okay, let's do that. I'm glad we got the chance to visit with Cheryl about that.
Very much.
Because she worked so closely with Bernie over the years, and, you know, he has an extended family like nobody else.
Glad she was able to call in.
Yeah.